G'day, this is Nurki with another AboveTopSecret.com member podcast. Well, I love a good story as much as the next bloke, so let's get cracking. Once upon a time in a land far, far away, let's call it Colonica. And in Colonica, there were many people that lived there, and everybody lived happily because they had direct control in what happened in their country. They like to call this a democracy. Because of their extensive love for democracy, they had many other friends in other nations who shared the same views, especially those from a country called France. The people of Colonica and France were such good friends that one day those nice French people sent them a statue. It was a statue of a nice happy goddess who symbolized peace, liberty, and freedom, and the goodness of democracy, which the Colonicans loved, so they put it in one of their major capital cities. This was to show that they were a strong and proud nation, home of the brave, land of the free, and to make sure that they showed this to anybody who came to their wonderful nation from a foreign land. Unfortunately, 100-something years later, along came a group of people called the conspiracy theorists. And these conspiracy theorists showed the fact that the statue was nothing to do with liberty and freedom, and everything to do with Freemasonic symbolism. Once the truth was out, everybody was happy that they knew what was really going on, and the Freemasons disappeared. Now, this seems like a right story, eh? It's not that far from what would seem to have been happening in America in the past couple of hundred years in the erecting of the, quote, Statue of Liberty. A direct quote from the National Park Service's website, nps.gov, is, "The Statue of Liberty was a gift of international friendship from the people of France to the people of the United States, and is one of the most universal symbols of political freedom and democracy." Well, I would like to cry bollocks to that. The Statue of Liberty is nothing but a symbolism of Semiramis, who is an ancient Babylonian queen goddess who has been worshipped by the Freemasonic paganistic rituals for hundreds and thousands of years. But first, a little bit of history about the Statue of Liberty from BibleBelievers.org.au. Quote, "One of the many proofs of Freemasonry's cult of liberty, and furthermore of its deep influence upon our culture and mentality, is the Statue of Liberty. This colossus in New York's harbor was conceived by Freemasons, financed by Freemasons, built by Freemasons, and installed by Freemasons in a Freemasonic ceremony. The maker of the statue was Freemason Frederick Auguste Bartholdi. He had already made a statue of the Freemason Marquis de Lafayette for the city of New York, for the occasion of the centenary of the signing of the Declaration of Independence. Bartholdi sailed to America at the suggestion of other Freemasons and kindred spirits in France for the purpose of proposing the project. Although he had no drawings as he set sail, his Masonic biographer writes, as he entered New York Harbor, he caught a vision of a magnificent goddess,
Nimrod's Semiramis, Isis, or Astarte,
holding aloft a torch
of illuminism
in one hand and welcoming all visitors to the land of freedom and opportunity,
which is signifying brotherhood control of the American people by the liberties perpetrated against them."
And that's a little bit of background information on the Statue of Semiramis in New York Harbor. And Freemasonic intentions aside, I'll be going into now information about Semiramis. But firstly, her Assyrian name, Ishtar, gives us the word Easter. That's something for you to think about first. And also that the Statue of Liberty in New York Harbor faces east, which is in itself a word referring to the name Ishtar. Semiramis herself, who was the wife of Nimrod in Babylonian history, eventually created a fake religious faith involving a serpent or dragon lord of the universe, who was temporarily usurped by the God of the Bible. The serpent makes man in his present miserable state and promises the eventual rebirth of a Messiah born of a divine mother, and that the child would overthrow God's rule, become a god himself, and return rulership of the earth to the rightful owner, the serpent. Given that Semiramis had extrapolated this from previous religious texts of other religions and belief systems, this raises the question about the symbolism of Semiramis in the Statue of Liberty and in the Bridge at France, of which there is a smaller version of the Statue of Liberty.
Does it bring about connotations of creating a fake religion in order to control the people?
In Christianity, we see the Holy Trinity symbol of the Messiah from a divine mother. This is not an original concept. This also relates to Semiramis, whose other names are Isis and Ishtar. In Egyptian mythology, she is known as Isis. She gave birth to Horus, who is the son of Osiris. In Christian mythology, the alternative name of Semiramis, Matamedi, which can be incorrectly pronounced as Mother Mary, we see the image of Mary birthing Jesus, Son of God, who in the Christian mythology arose from the dead and is a symbolism of rebirth. In Akkadian mysteries, we see the mythology of Ishtar, also known as Easter, and Semiramis, who was the mother and wife of Tammuz, son of Aw. Aw is akin to the Egyptian Iaw, of which the Hebrew Yahweh was taken. The constant repetition of the Holy Trinity symbol of the Divine Mother,
who also goes by the name Mother Goddess,
brings to mind the contemplation of Semiramis being symbolized in Freemasonic world in order to show what Freemasons love doing is showing the opposite of what reality is. But that's a whole other podcast. Nonetheless, the symbolism of Semiramis might possibly be showing that the Freemasons created Christianity,
or that the groups controlling the Freemasons and Freemasonic rite were actually the ones that created Christianity and the other religions.
But that is just another conspiracy theory. Anyway, I believe that the Statue of Liberty was put there by the Freemasons to scream,
"Hey look, we control your country and your world and your life and everything that you do, and you can't even see it."
The Illuminati symbolism of the Eternal Flame, combined with the mythology of Semiramis and the Holy Trinity being part of a fake religion and creating the possibility of seeing Christianity created by the same forces, is a very thought-provoking process. I will leave it up to you whether or not to disregard this as just anti-religious propaganda, or whether or not you want to research further into it. So please respond to this with a podcast,
as it would show that people actually have a formidable opinion or argument on this topic.
Well, this is Nurky signing out from another AboveTopSecret.com member conspiracy podcast.